Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the Mobile 5280 Studios, it is Weekend Geek Update, Spotlight Edition. Smurf here, along with, well, you know what? Why don't you, because you've got the radio voice, and I don't normally throw that out there. Introduce yourself to the listeners at home.
Yes, I am Gareth Kensack, member of Red Team Go, and all-around nerd and troublemaker.
You're so. Not a nerd.
I try.
Nerd is such a... I anytime I hear nerd, all I think is revenge nerds. Nerd.
Well, that's exactly how I mean it, you know?
Gareth, how have you been? It's been a while since we've sat down and chatted with you. How's Red Team Go going? How many members are in the team nowadays?
I believe we're up to 35. 40?
Holy shit. Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, and not all of the members are... like part of the publishing area of the group, but total members, I think we have between 35, 40, maybe a little higher than that. And then as far as actually part of the publishing group, we have probably about 25.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right. You've gotten anything out there? Because your story, when you explained it to me at Mr. X's Comics,
yes,
was stellar. So yeah. Are we any closer to that?
We are. There's actually... a lot of work on character concepts and you know,
nice.
Some sketches are being done, and I don't have any of them with me today, unfortunately. We're kind of trying to keep those under wraps, but
fair enough.
We have a lot of character progression going on and a lot of backstory being filled in, and it's going pretty well. And
sweet.
Then,
I'm impressed, Gareth. Okay. Well, I submitted to Wannabe Press, and I am actually getting published in their horror anthology.
You were telling me about that yesterday. That's awesome.
So, my story, guy makes a deal with the devil.
Okay.
Forgets what the deal is. He knows when the deal happens, he's going to die. But he doesn't know what it is. And then all these good things start happening to him. So, every good event...
He's like, oh my God.
I'm going to die. I was so... could I be that shallow that I want it? And nope. He just keeps going.
Huh.
So... Look for that.
That looks awesome. I'll have to look. You have to let me know when that comes out.
It should be out next month, hopefully. Fingers crossed. So what did you think of the summer blockbusters and all of that? And did anything leave you with a warm spot inside on the geek meter?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember back on everything that came out. Doctor Strange just came out.
Which did you see it?
I saw a really poor quality version of it. A friend of mine.
Did you see a pirate copy?
I will not confirm nor deny.
What
I saw, I really liked, and I'm actually going to probably after the show today go see it in you know, mm-hmm. the big theater, because I loved what I saw. Like I, you know, enjoyed everything I saw about it.
See, and I'm torn because we've got the game tonight. The Broncos play.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, of course.
Of course.
And Doctor Strange, which I still haven't seen, and I'm having issues.
Well, it's I don't know. I've never been a big fan of the TV show The Walking Dead. Like I've watched episodes here and there,
right.
But I read the comic books, so
yes.
I was like,
so it's where it's at.
I was like, you know, when the show came out, I was like, yeah.
Did you watch the season 7 opener?
I did.
What'd you think? Because I mean, that is. Oh,
spoiler alert. Spoilers.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I thought they did it really good. I liked how they still kind of kept you on the edge of your seat until they finally revealed who it was. Like
right.
they jumped back and forth like, "Oh man, who is it? This person is, you know."
Yeah, and as Rick's having the flashback of everybody getting bonked, I'm just like, "Oh, that is just wrong."
You know, although there is rumors going around on the net that they were thinking about they actually filmed it in full status, and they were thinking about offing Maggie, and I was like, "Oh, that would have been."
I honestly, my money was on Abraham the entire time.
Yeah,
his story ran its course. He didn't get the arrow in the eye
like he should.
He should have in the comic. The nurse ended up, or the doctor ends up getting it, and I'm just all like, "Oh," so it only made sense. And you know, when he's like having coming to Jesus moments, and he's looking all surreal out the car window. I was like, oh, he's a gunner.
Yeah, that's it.
But to see the double whammy.
Yeah.
That one, and then they even just pulled everything right out of the comic for it. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Well, and, like, I thought it was funny. Like, a lot of people were going all overboard, like, oh, it was too graphic. It was too...
What?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of posts online where, like, the Parents TV Guide Association or some, like, weird censorship program. I'm like, well, one, why are you letting your kids watch The Walking Dead?
Be parents, assholes.
Two... Not even a month and a half ago, I read an article where you all were complaining that if they didn't do the death scene justice, you were going to riot.
Yeah.
And now that they did it
they still
exactly
riot.
How it was supposed to be done, you still cried. So come on, guys.
I don't understand people. I really don't. Because to shorten that scene or take anything out of it,
yeah.
It just...
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan is amazing, too. Like,
oh, hell yes!
Yeah, I was excited to... Like, that's why I watched the finale for Season 6 and the starter for Season 7.
Right.
He's by far one of my favorite actors. Like, The Losers was amazing,
mm-hmm.
You know. He's actually in a romantic comedy I saw forever ago called...
oh, my God.
P.S. I Love You with Gerard Butler. And, like, what was the girl?
Oh, I do remember that movie.
Yeah, he was, like... And he was just a side character, but mm-hmm. I was, like... This dude is awesome. Like,
and of course, comedian out of Watchmen.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see him, just the range of, like, from Jackass to Baby, you know, all upset crying, like, it's all a joke, man, you know? Just to see that range. But, yeah, he's stellar.
Yeah. Absolutely. Did you see the interview where he was talking about how The Walking Dead approached him?
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
Well, he says his agent calls him. And they're like, hey, you know, the Walking Dead is on the line. They want you for a role for, like, the big bad for a coming up season. He's like, is it Negan? It's fucking Negan. I'm doing it.
Like, so he knew right away.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they were like, well, we're not sure. We'll have to get back to you. And he's like, it's fucking Negan. I'm doing it. Like, on the spot. He was like,
awesome.
Yeah.
And so if he knew who Negan was, he's reading the comic.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
He's got to be.
The respect meter, man. And that ant just keeps going up. Him and Cumberbatch now, because pulling off Doctor Strange way I've heard.
Like I said, it was a horrible copy. Like, the dialogue was really choppy. And, I mean, the picture was decent, but I could kind of pick up everything that happened.
Right.
He did great. Like, he did, like, I was like, wow, that's Doctor Strange. Like, he got the snark and the attitude and the arrogance going for him and everything. He pulled it off.
It's really, I mean, at this time, are we surprised with Marvel's casting abilities?
No.
I mean, they've, even the Spidey kid, which I'm so against. Just, no, don't do it. I can't take it. Now I'm all like, kid was actually really good, and he pulled it off.
He was kind of the golden, you know, like the golden nugget in Civil War. Like, Civil War was great the whole way through. Like, Black Panther was amazing.
Yep.
You know, but I think Tom Holland did amazing.
Like, with Spidey,
he just and the quirks and the quips and the just the smartassness he pulled off was amazing.
What bothered me though. Yeah. And this maybe just speaks to my inner child. Aunt May was hot.
I think that got all of us.
And I'm like I love Marissa Tomei, and she's hot. Aunt May's not supposed to be hot.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I think, a lot of people's biggest problems, and they've even made jokes about it where, like 2028 Spider-Man reboot, and it's Spider-Man's like this little toddler, and then, like, Aunt May is this, like, 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, just make Aunt May
make
hot.
Him younger.
She's carrying around Parker in a bag on her back.
Yeah, but no, Marissa Tomei is, she's in her 50s now, and she still looks amazing.
She does. It's a,
like, I don't know why.
Aunt May's not supposed to be hot. No. I have issues with this.
No, not at all. She's, but, I mean, it worked. I was like, okay, I can get that. I mean, like, back in the day, that's probably how old Aunt May was when she was first created.
Right.
Was in her late 50s. Well, nowadays, women in their late 50s, I mean.
Still smoking hot.
Julianne Moore, Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. Yeah.
Salma Hayek. They're all in their 50s, and they're all beautiful.
Breathtakingly beautiful. Just, even Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, oh.
She's in her 60s now, isn't she?
Yeah. It's like, amazing. So with that said, what are you looking forward to now as far as the next? Have you seen the preview for Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
I have. I am super excited for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I mean, the first one was a complete, like, stunner. Nobody expected it to be anything good.
I did. Yeah. I was preaching for that motherfucker from the beginning. Yeah. I did not care. I was like, this is the movie. Nobody sees this. You're jackasses for skipping on it.
Well, and I was on that same boat with you. Mm-hmm. Like, we were probably the only two, because I was like, no, it's going to be amazing. Like, mm-hmm. Look at the voice cast, for one. You have Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon.
Yes.
Like, I was kind of hesitant at first, but I was like, no, Bradley Cooper's funny.
He's a great snarky actor. Enough to be a raccoon.
He can do that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Vin Diesel is Groot. I mean... That
was
sold
a no-brainer. It's the only one that I think could have done Rocket's voice better is Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Now, Bruce, of course, then it'd be like, look who's talking, where it's like it's a baby. No, it's a raccoon. I don't know.
No, it's Die Hard and Guardians of the Galaxy.
See, and that would be perfect.
Although,
I would love that.
If they did get Bruce Willis to do the voice of Rocket, I feel like they could have... totally snuck in a Yippee-ki-yay motion.
See? And that would have been perfect when he's flying the ship down and just... Grrr, yeah, I could just see it.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
But no, it was a great movie. Like, the first one was so much... And it brought characters to the front that people hadn't expected to be good.
Right.
You know, Yondu was amazing. Like, the Michael Rooker.
That's Michael Rooker, though. Yeah. I give Michael Rooker more credit than Yondu. Yondu, I hate it in the original Guardians comic. Yeah. I'm just like... That, the fin on his head. I'm like,
which I they're bringing back in the new one. Did you see that?
Thank you. Oops. Just got a snack. Snacks. Who are we getting the snacks from? Oh, ooh, all right.
Candy shop in Belmar.
PJ Sexton is a sweet shop over in Belmar. Ooh, Day of the Dead Unfilled Truffles. Her shop is located off of 334 South Teller Street in Lakewood. Wow, thank you. And you're PJ. What does PJ stand for? Patty Jean. Oh,
I was close.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I was gonna say Patricia Jane.
See, I was going Patricia too. Or Patricia Joe. But I like Patty Jane.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is brilliant.
Awesome. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, PJ. Ooh, fudge.
Vintage fudge and candy.
Can't get too much.
Y'all hear that? You better go.
That's right.
If you're listening.
I like it. Thank you, PJ.
Thank you.
Thank you. Treats. See, that's solid right there. I like that.
That was some, like, keen advertising she just did. She just waits patiently. And
she was, and I was feeling bad. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
And
she's
then as
listening.
As soon as there was a break, she's mm-hmm. like, I have treats for you.
I know, and I just kind of looked up at her, like, done.
You are now...
I'm not the fat kid, though. Why is she bringing it to me? Maybe she's saying I need to eat or something. I don't know. You're too skinny. I know.
But yeah, so Guardians 2 looks amazing. I'm super excited to see that.
The trailer...
Oh, Drax is my favorite.
You need to find a woman that is pathetic. Like you.
Do you need a hug? I specifically said I do not, but we're doing this.
It was I heard the music. When the trailer broke.
Ooga chaka. And you're just like, oh.
I came running from the kitchen. I did. I got up because it was during a football game. So I get up. I'm in the kitchen and I hear the music. I'm like,
what is that?
Guardians? So I came running in and sure as shit. I'm like, oh my God. So I had to like rewind.
Yeah.
Thank God for Comcast. So I can like zip, zip. Oh. Oh, yeah. Perfect.
And what was the new characters they're bringing in?
They've got, is it Mantis?
Yes, Mantis.
Mantis is coming in. And I don't know if Nebula is going to be hero or villain.
I heard she was
going to
be back. I think she might be kind of.
Well, I saw the trailer where she's in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm hoping she has more of a major role than what she did.
Well, and I'd heard they were trying to bring her more of a, like, not quite hero, but like an anti-hero role. I think that's
right.
What James Gunn was going to try. Like, they team up to help each other, but she's not on.
She splits again
at
the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the best part is the Baby Groot.
Oh, yeah, Baby Groot.
With the Star-Lord jacket. I mean, I was just like, oh, so good.
Well, and I had heard about the Baby Groot. They're making it, like, he's not as, like, stoic and, like, kind of, like, lovable. He's more, like, he's got more attitude. From what I heard, they're making him more of like a teenager, you know? Like, he's going to be like that kid. If he speaks with Vin Diesel's voice, I'm going to lose it. That's going to be amazing.
That would be... they better do it. If they didn't, I would be pissed. Vin Diesel's just like, I can't get a break.
Like, the whole movie, and then all of a sudden he's like, I am Groot. And you're like, oh!
But, I mean, in the comic, Groot, he doesn't stay small long. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm curious what the angle is. Now, what are you thinking, thoughts, about the living planet? Because it's been leaked that Kurt Russell is Epoch.
Okay.
And he's Star-Lord's dad. Which, I don't know how they're going to spin it, but this is some of the stuff that's leaking now.
Yeah.
So...
when you get leaks all the time on stuff like that, like... I mean, Sylvester Stallone's in the movie, which I didn't even...
He is?
Yeah.
What's he doing in there?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
And then we've got Nathan Fillion, who's rumored to be Wonder Man.
Which I am... like, okay, there's a few characters... like, Nathan Fillion, I'm a huge fan.
Yes.
There's a few characters that I think, without a doubt, he should play. Green Lantern is one. Hal Jordan.
Yes.
Which he voiced in one of the Justice League cartoons.
A few of them, actually.
Yeah. Which I think if he actually played Hal Jordan, that would be amazing. Wonder Man is another one. And then I think he could even do... oh, what is that? What is that? Completely lost it off my head. But I like... there was another character. There's three of them that I thought, like, he, without a doubt, he could play.
Right.
No problems. No, that's not coming. It'll come later. Like, halfway through, I'll be like, oh, that's who.
But is there really anyone Nathan Fillion couldn't play? I mean, who couldn't you see Nathan Fillion pulling off?
That's true.
I mean, he's such... and I mean it in the kindest, gentle... he's such a nerd. He really is. I mean, I loved watching him in Castle.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Which was a great show. And, of course, Firefly, which nobody's gotten over yet. And
no.
They never will.
No. And that just... that one's just like a paper cut that just won't heal.
Yeah.
I mean, people just still
get
pissed.
You just keep opening your fingers, and there it is.
I mean, I even see people still cosplaying... and the fight for Firefly.
What I love about Nathan Fillion is he's kind of responsible for, like, one, as soon as Castle came out, there was immediately a million references to Firefly in that show. You know, he dressed up his mouth for a Halloween episode.
You should just let it go, Dad.
You know, he had the blue gloves, you know, one, you know, 2x2, hands of blue. And you're like, oh, man, all the nerd references, all of them.
Yeah, and it kept going. I mean, even when they did, like, the Comic-Con, and he met Jonathan Franks.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, some people just let it go. It just and it just bagging on Franks, and I'm just like, oh, that's hilarious. Because I would love to see Nathan Fillion do a con. I really would.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get him out in Colorado, but.
I don't know. I mean, he does stuff like that where he'll be like, oh, I can't make it or whatever. And then he'll just show up, and people are like, oh, my God. You know.
See, what needs to happen, they need to do a movie between Nathan Fillion and Handsome Jack, or Barrowman. They need to put those two together in something.
Yeah, yeah. And Barrowman's amazing, too. Like, I mean, I didn't get on board with him on the Doctor Who train.
Right.
Because I've never been the biggest Doctor Who fan. Like, I watched it as a kid.
Right.
You know, and then I've watched some episodes here and there of, like, the 9th, 10th, and 11th Doctors, you know. But I never really got into Torchwood, which I heard was great.
Torchwood's great, and it's gritty, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I heard it was really good. I became a fan of Barrowman when, with Arrow, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, it just how he played Malcolm Merlyn, I was like, ew. Like, you could tell he was, like, he cared, but he was not quite a full can of nuts.
No, you can tell he wasn't sold on the character.
Yeah. Well, and
I think he's grown into it, because how he's delivering it now, and I'm like, okay, he's a little more...
Yeah, like, the more it gets, like,
I think he was
on.
Waiting to get killed off is what I think it was. I don't think he wanted to get attacked because he was afraid he was going to get smoked.
Yeah, probably. Like, oh, I don't know. We'll have to ask him when you see him. Like,
yes.
He comes to a con and be like, so.
Were you afraid of getting killed?
Acquiring minds. Well, yeah, because after the first season is when he really started like adding more depth to mm-hmm. the character and doing more with it.
Yeah, because I honestly think he thought he was going to get.
But nope, smoked. It was his son. Ha!
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. Spoiler, sorry. Are you still watching Arrow?
I have yet to start the new season. I need to catch. I'm trying to catch up on all of that I missed on the last
right.
seasons. Like, I finished the first season of Supergirl. You know. Not a fan.
So vanilla. I just. Oh.
Yeah. Like, I liked the show. I enjoyed it. It was fun. But there was some things I did not...
Well, I don't like, and someone else brought this up, and I had to agree 100%, I don't like a relationship as the basis for your plot.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just, ugh.
Well, it was weird how, like, they were trying to do, like, you know, the girl power thing and be like, hey, girls are awesome, which
right.
we all know girls are awesome anyways.
Yes, they have all the power.
Yeah. But then they were like... Oh, but she's pining over, you know, what's his name? Jimmy Olsen. Or, you know, she has the her best friend is in love with her. Like, we haven't seen that trope a million times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but what I thought was, like, one of the best lines I thought from the whole series was from Cat Grant when she was like, what's wrong with being called a girl? I'm a girl. And she went on that whole rant, and you're like...
Well played. What I love... The one line that I did laugh, like, horrendously about is Cat Grant...
Uh-huh. She was the best. Like the
bitching about Harrison Ford bothering her. Is that Harrison Ford again? Tell him to leave me alone. I think he's married anyway. Just tell him to leave me alone.
That was great.
So she's had the best lines. And now she's not even in the show. She's, I don't know. She hasn't even shown up in season. She showed up like episode one and now she's on hiatus
two, yeah.
And Jimmy Olsen's running Catco.
Yeah, which, whatever, you know. Yeah. I think it's cool that they actually... He's more than just Superman's sidekick. Although now they brought in Superman, who, in my opinion, is Superman. Like, he's that... I mean, it's vanilla, so obviously, you know, but... I think he's doing a great job as Superman, you know.
I don't...
Spit it out! Let's hear it.
What I liked was that we never saw him. They alluded to him. He's on the other end.
He'd be texting her.
Yeah, you know, how things going, cuz. I liked that. I didn't need to see him.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see him. Just hinted at.
Yeah.
Like, anytime she needed him, like, something would happen to him.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been better than actually having him finally show up.
Yeah. And I think, I'm on board with that, too. Like, that's kind of, I was like, I like the guy they got to play him. He's like a good Clark Kent. He's a good Superman. You know, he's great at the role, but I don't think it was needed.
No.
You know, I liked how, like, when he saved her or when he helped her with, was that the nuclear man or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't see his face. You just saw the hand in the sunlight. I was like, okay, that was cool.
See?
You know?
They could have kept doing that. If anything, what they should have done is just do more... Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
Because he even commented about how it pisses Clark off that he's beat him up a couple, you know, that he's, you know, stronger, just as strong. And
yeah.
I think they just need to keep.
Yeah. And the Manhunter is awesome. Like, I was so excited.
They played him very well.
As soon as, like, the hints of him showing up, I was like,
I just figured it out real
so
quick.
Happy.
I'm like, yeah, it's Manhunter. I knew
like,
it.
With the red eyes, as soon as that happened, I was like,
it's Manhunter.
It's Manhunter.
Yep.
It's John Jones. You know, my kids are like, who? I'm like, let me educate you, kid.
Yep. Let me get you caught up. Google it. So you're knee-deep in work.
Yes.
What you got going?
Well, right now we're a Red Team Go. We're pushing out our Cryptids and Cogs. I think I mentioned that last time. The steampunk Monster Hunter books.
Right.
And it's all of the artists participating are actually doing, like, full 10-page spreads. So we're like two or three artists per book we're gonna try to cram in, and you know, so it's gonna be at least 10 issues
okay.
of books.
When can we look to see the first one?
The first one's out, actually. Yeah, it's limited run.
You didn't even give me one. Bastard.
Come get one. They're over at the booth.
All right, I'll come get one.
Yeah, it was it's a limited run for, you know, a few different reasons. I'm not...
It's expensive to print.
Yeah, but... So,
it's not like going down to Kinko's, popping a quarter into the machine, and you get like a shit ton of paper. No.
Yeah, but it's from issue two on, those will actually be continued. Like, we'll reprint issues two on.
Gotcha.
Two is coming out soon. I believe my story is going to be part of it's a special one. It's actually going to be a 32-page like special edition book that's all werewolves.
Ooh.
Yeah, all three stories in the book are werewolves, and they all interconnect. So
nice. That'll be fun.
Yeah. My story, I think, is the first story in that book. My character is one of the monster hunters, obviously.
Of course.
And it's kind of, he's taking an apprentice with him on a hunt, and he's having a flashback of when
his first
started. Yeah, and
it's a great story platform.
Yeah, you know, it's and his first hunt was actually, and it kind of ties into it, that he was hired to get rid of werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
They thought there was werewolves. Turns out it was a Wendigo instead.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so he gets wrecked, you know, gets saved by this band of traveling gypsies. You could probably tell what happens, but if, you know, long story short, he becomes a werewolf. And so he has to hide it from
the
monster hunters.
Nice.
While still being a monster hunter. So, but yeah, so that's how that one goes. And it's going good so far. I got all the storyboards done. Working on getting the final pencils and inks done, you know, starting those up. And that will be, I believe, I don't want to say DCC next year, but actually might be...
July?
About around July, yeah.
Okay.
So we're trying to release each book by a con. You know, we're trying to keep that schedule up. So
that's good.
Mine is supposed to be number 7.
Okay.
And we're putting out issue 2 now, so.
So if they want to check it out, where do they need to go? Order it online or
you can go
best
to pretty much redteamgocolorado.anything. We have
Orgnet, BlitzCon, whatever.
Yeah, we have it's Red Team Go on Colorado on Facebook, Red Team Go Colorado. You know, we have a Tumblr, which I just found out recently. I'm like,
oh, okay.
Why do we have a Tumblr? But okay.
Sure.
You know, we have Red Team Go. We actually have a website, redteamgoco.com. Yeah, and it's pretty much, you can get it. You can find us. You know, if you want to find us, you can.
You can. It's all that matters. So what are you reading?
What am I reading?
What are you liking right now?
I'm actually liking, I'm liking some of the Rebirth stuff. Green Arrow's been pretty good. I've enjoyed it.
Started solid.
Aquaman's pretty solid still, which I'm actually glad for. He's one of my guilty pleasure heroes.
Yeah, know? Everyone keeps still trying to get me to cosplay Aquaman. I'm like, no.
Do
not
it.
Happening. No.
Did
not
you
happening.
See Night Aquaman walking around?
I did.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to end up like the Tin Man. He's going to get out of the ocean and just rust right there, and that's where he's going to stay.
Batman, of course. You know I'm a huge Batman fan.
I do not like Batman right now.
Really?
I hate it. I mean, even the Tim Sale artwork that they got running right now in this current story arc, not even saving it for me.
I'm excited for the crossover, though, of the Sons of the World's Finest. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Superman, I'm actually surprisingly enjoying, you know.
But so which Superman is it? Is it...
from what I've heard, it's the original. Like, from what I've gathered...
Yeah.
I'm assuming it is the Superman from before Crisis on Infinity Earths.
Wow.
Like Superman just left.
Yeah.
And the Superman that we have now is not...
It's Superman.
Or no, it's from the death of Superman, I believe. It's one of the... Which Superman is it?
Yeah, because I've understood that there's like some mass confusion on which Superman
like he
we
left,
have.
And then he came back and he's married to Lois with a kid, which... I think it's kind of cool, but, like, I don't know. Maybe I need to go back and read it again and see if I can figure it out. Because I've heard a few different stories. I've heard it's pre-crisis Superman. I've heard it's the death of Superman, Superman.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like...
I mean, that's just... Yeah, I'm lost just even you trying to explain it to
yeah.
me.
But, I mean, I'm enjoying the story so far. So it's, you know... But I've never been a Superman fan, so...
Yeah, I was in it. I've always been in and out on that one.
Marvel, I don't know. I haven't picked up anything from Marvel lately.
I've
been picking up Black Panther because, you know, my son loves Black Panther.
Right.
And even before the movie came out, so, you know, nobody can call him a poser. But,
bandwagoner.
Yeah. No, he loves Black Panther. He loves Ghost Rider. So I've been kind of, like, when I see cool stuff, those, I pick them up for him.
Nice.
Moon Knight, I've been enjoying Moon Knight. It's really, really good writing, you know. At least the last series and the new series I haven't picked up yet. But
right.
All sorts of weirdness going on there.
Yeah, I don't get it. Moon Knight will fall down. The only one that I'm really enjoying is Doctor Strange right now on Marvel.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is good, yeah. I haven't been reading Guardians at all. I should, though.
Bandwagoner.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. Well, Gareth, I know you've probably got stuff to do, and here comes Jay.
Huh?
He's squinting. Can't even see this far. He's like,
I think that's Smurf over there.
I think it is. I can't tell. He's too short. Hiding behind the table. So, well, Gareth, we'll let you get out of here. Thanks for sitting in with us.
And I look forward
to catching up with the book. And good luck.
All righty. Thank you.
And in the end, guys, for stories, so make it a good one.